This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday, and we're so glad to be with you. But anyway, we're just glad to be back.
Do you need encouragement to keep at it? Well, who doesn't? Well, we're going to encourage you today that when you get to that place and you need encouragement, just keep it simple. And how do you do that? Just tell God about it. Because God, unlike people who we can feel and sense backing away from us when we're too open or too transparent, He's not like that. He's the total opposite. The more you tell God, the more transparent you are with Him, the more you're going to sense Him. And I'm going to use the F word and feel Him moving closer in. He's not like people. He'll empower you and give you encouragement to keep going when you trust Him enough to tell Him when you don't think you can.
That's right. And we back this up with Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us, too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about His mysterious plan concerning Christ.
Yeah, we feel like the Lord gave us some revelation through this when we were preparing. And that is, what's interesting about this passage, it tells us for encouragement to go to Him. And I know for me, honey, I'm so guilty of needing it from humans, from people with skin. And they will let you down, you know. And that's just huge for me. I need to remember, I need to go to God for encouragement. And then when we get it from people, that's great. And we love that. But, you know, people, we're people too, and sometimes, you know, things are not going real well, and if someone is depending on us for encouragement to keep at it, and we don't because we're at our own place of it and needing encouragement, then that's a disaster for everybody. And He does, I believe, want us to do that for each other, but I just think it's interesting this passage just talks about going to Him in prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you notice it says with a alert mind and a thankful heart. You know, I mean, we want to go to God in prayer and thank Him, even though we may be going through some kind of tragedy or maybe going through a really tough time. We need to thank Him, you know, because He's there with us. I mean, that's what God really wants. He wants us to glorify His name in anything we do. And that includes prayer. You know, and so, you know, Paul, in this passage, he was encouraging the Colossians believers to devote themselves to prayer.
And where was he when he was telling them this? He was not in a good place, but you hear no criticizing and no complaining from him.
That's right. And you know, I mean, I don't know how many people would speak like this. They're in prison or in bondage or in chains.
The question, you know, where he was.
Yeah. But this is good advice for us, you know, as well. You know, as we pray, we acknowledge that God is with us and reminded to keep our eyes on Him, you know,
And
as we ask for prayer and then prayer becomes a daily priority, we're to thank Him for His help. You know, that should be the first thing we do. I mean, and I apologize for saying it that way. That's the first thing that we do. Now, what you do is totally up to you.
You're talking about you and I.
But we're talking about Teresa and I. The first thing we do is we thank Him. We thank Him for being there for us. That's the first thing we do in prayer.
We do, and we thank Him for the answers before they come.
Yeah.
We just thank you, God, that you're going to give Scott a safe trip.
Yeah.
When he drives to Dallas today. We just thank you, Lord, that we're going to hear clearly from you today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's changed everything for us.
It has. And we become increasingly aware of His activity in our life when we pray like that. Now, you know, there'll be times we go, okay, God, I prayed this prayer like, you know, 8 years ago, and I continue to pray this. You know, you hearing me? Sure He is. He's hearing every word you say. But it's not the timing. The timing's not right.
And that's it.
Has to be in His timing.
Always.
You know? And so that's His protection for us. If He gave it to us too soon, maybe we wouldn't be good stewards of it because maybe it has to deal with money, or it has to deal with a ministry, or it has to deal with other things that we're just not ready. And so he has a little bit more pruning to do. And when the time is right, then he'll bless us with it. But it all has to do with us too, our obedience. I was reading in Joshua, chapter 23 and 24, how he was telling the Israelites, listen, man, if you do this, God will bless you, but you have to do your part. That was the whole thing with chapter 23 and 24 before Joshua died. He was telling them, listen, man, you've proven over and over that you just can't stick with it. That you just go off and you idolize false gods and other things other than God himself.
We all will without him.
Yeah. And he said, but look what he does when you do. When you don't idolize other things and you put him first. He delivered you out of Egypt. He delivered you out of the 40 years of the wilderness. And he's delivered you into the land of the promised land. Mm-hmm. But then you forget.
Right.
And so that's what Joshua was trying to say. Don't forget your past.
Don't ever forget where you came from.
But don't let your past be who you are.
That's right. And the other thing about this, too, when we talk about it being our part. And by the way, you don't have to do anything.
That's right.
But if you want to. The other part about this that I think we need to remind ourselves, as well as people listening, is that everything is a seed. And if you sense and feel like I'm lacking encouragement, well, are you encouraging other people? Everything's a seed. If you need encouragement, stop and ask yourself, who am I encouraging? Mm-hmm. Everything is a seed. If you feel like nobody is smiling at you, smile first, and they'll smile back. If you feel like you're lacking in anything, if you're lacking in friends, be a friend. If you feel like you have no one that you can confide in, be someone other people can confide in. Everything is a seed. And so back to our topic about encouragement, if you decide, I need encouragement, first of all, go to him. And second of all, ask yourself, am I an encourager? And you and I have talked about this so many times. It is so rare for people to encourage each other. Now, people with the gift of encouragement seem to be so rare.
That's right.
And we've got a few people out there that are just so blessed in that area. And every time, we hear their encouragement, it's like, oh, you just have no... We always tell them you have no idea. Mm-hmm. No idea how much we needed to hear that. But also, it reminds me, I need to be doing it myself.
That's true. I mean, and even if people don't acknowledge that you encouraged them, they may be driving home after work, and they go, my goodness, I remember when John told me that I really was doing a great job today. Man, that really helped me today. And I didn't even say anything to him. Mm-hmm. It's not to get something back when you encourage someone. Mm-hmm. It's to really just, build up the body of Christ. And if they don't know Jesus, then maybe you just show, hey, man, that guy's pretty cool. That's I like to get what he got, Mm-hmm. How come I've never told him that?
Right.
And some people won't accept the encouragement, Mm-hmm. I got my lovely wife's wedding ring redone. And so this morning I told her, I said, honey, you're more beautiful than that ring. Well, she hadn't had her coffee yet, so she went,
I didn't burp.
No, she didn't burp, but she went, like that. I went, oh, thanks, golly.
Thank you.
But we encouraged our dog, Troy. I mean, this may sound funny, but he's a little man. He's only about 11 pounds. But
not to him.
Yeah, I know. But Teresa always says how big he is and how strong and what a protector. And it may seem silly that we're encouraging our dog.
He thinks he's a great.
But you know what, though? Dogs have feelings, too. They're some of God's creation, just like we are. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how he reacts when we encourage him. He wags his tail and looks at us.
He's pretty confident.
And so, really, we're really not too far off from that as human beings. Mm-hmm. Because I know when I get encouragement or I get a compliment or something like that, I wag my tail.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and I think, man, that was really nice. And I feel better about the day or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So, our point is this: be an encourager.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, and when we are weak, which is every day,
go to God,
and He will empower us to keep at it.
He will. And that way, too, your expectations of people can stay at a realistic level. Because when we put too much expectations on other people, you're going to get let down. So go to God. He's always there. He's stable. And he's got everything we need.
Yeah, one of my favorite pastors is Neil Jeffries from Prestonwood Church in Plano. Actually, he's in Dallas. And he always used to tell me, keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. And I never really got that. What did he mean, keep on keeping on? Well, here it is. God will empower us to keep at it.
That's right.
So keep on keeping on. Well, listen, you know, it's virtually impossible to know this power and to know this type of encouragement unless you do pray to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's hard to do that if you haven't given your life to Him. I mean, all of you, I mean, your heart, your soul, your mind. Give your heart to Jesus. So when you pray to Him and glorify His name, that He will answer you. Because you're one of His children. Or maybe you thought you did. You walked away. Hey, man, who hasn't? You know, really. Well, here's your day. Come back to Him. He's ready. He's been ready ever since you took your first breath. So please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you are saved. Start praying to Him. Make prayer a daily activity in your life. So He can keep telling you to keep after it. Please pray with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. If I ask You to forgive me of my sins with a sincere heart, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I give You my heart, my mind, and my soul. I give You my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we're so proud of you, and we'd love to just get a comment from you. Go to our Facebook, Living It Up, Beginning Again, Scott and Teresa, and our webpage, info@livingitup.org. Let us know. We'd love to be praying for you, and if you have any comments of any kind, please do so.
Well, until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.